President Donald Trump promises to bring back factory jobs by cracking down on imported products from Mexico and China. But many worry he'll trigger a trade war and end up wiping out jobs instead of creating them. As Jackie Helbert reports with the Center for Public Integrity, Northwest Georgia could end up one of the biggest losers of all.
People here in Northwest Georgia are proud to call their carpets and other manufactured products American-made. But the rest of the world contributes too. Mexican immigrant workers are a big presence in factories. So is foreign investment. Factories export products and they import materials to use. Eduardo Osegueda works at a factory in Dalton, Georgia.
If I want to make something with quality, and that's going to be my only way to make it, to get it from somewhere else, out of the United States, I want to get it. I mean, I have to. I want to make money. That's the point.
I mean, we're losing our shirts, folks. We're losing our jobs. We don't have a choice. So here's what's going
to
do.
President Trump campaigned on promises to create more jobs by slowing down the flow of some imported goods, especially from China and Mexico, two of Georgia's top trading partners. He threatened to impose high new taxes or tariffs on imports from those two countries.
Because you know what? We're getting killed. We're losing all of our jobs. We're losing everything. So at least the United States is going to make a hell of a lot of money.
But there are economists who say this could backfire. The Peterson Institute for International Economics is a Washington, D.C. think tank. Its economists modeled Trump's proposed tariffs. They believe Mexico and China would retaliate with their own tariffs on American products. And this would mean American job losses. Perhaps the biggest loser in the nation would be a cluster of five counties in Northwest Georgia. Peterson economist Marcus Noland.
But if you have a relatively lightly populated county and there is, say, one or two big industries, and those happen to be the ones that get hit, then in percentage terms, the effects can look quite large.
Large, as in over 18% job losses just in Maury County. That would be the biggest percentage loss in the United States.
Hi, Marilyn
Helms is a business professor at Dalton State University.
I think you think about the state of Georgia and you think of us as more agricultural. And we usually say it's the four P's. It's the peaches and the pecans and the peanuts and the poultry. In this area, we tend to see more manufacturing. Between 60 and 80% of the world's carpeting is made here.
Under Peterson's scenario, it wouldn't just be carpet jobs that disappear. Peterson economist Marcus Noland again.
Liquor stores, grocery stores, car dealerships, temporary employment agencies, all sorts of sectors and occupations that one would not normally think of as connected to international trade were strongly affected by the trade war.
We asked to speak to Peter Navarro, an economist who heads Trump's White House National Trade Council, but the White House didn't respond. Navarro has suggested that threats of tariffs is a tool Trump will use to get deals. But in his speech in March, Navarro also admitted that bringing back manufacturing to substitute imports could cause disruption.
Of course, I know there will be difficulties and bottlenecks and labor issues to address as we seek to rebuild our manufacturing base and the domestic supply chain to help support it. And I know this will all take time, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't try.
Back in November, Trump won 83% of the votes cast in Maury County, where economists predict new tariffs could eliminate nearly one in five jobs.
One of the things that I've heard about a lot of our customers is they love that this stuff's manufactured in the U.S.
Matthew Barnes manages the Chilliwitch Textile Factory, which employs 75 people in Maury County. The factory exports 30% of its acrylic placemats, floor, and wall coverings. Barnes works for Joe Sultan, the factory co-owner. Sultan doesn't like Trump's tariff threats at all. He also opposes an idea Congress is considering, a 20% tax on all imports from all countries. Joe Sultan.
Based on what the Republican House is talking about, there's very easily could be a tit-for-tat trade war. You know, if they do the 20% import tax, I think it's dangerous. I don't think they really understand how complex this can be, and I think it's going to just grind everything to a halt. You know, pieces and parts cross borders several times before a product is sold. So how you account for all this flow and what's taxed and what's not.
Over at Georgia's Dalton State College, Robert Culp is another business professor.
I think part of what you may be going on with Trump is that it's a negotiating. And if you can threaten, you know, large tariffs and in exchange get concessions on trade, it actually could be beneficial. I hope that's what he's trying to do here, because obviously, you know, starting a trade war would be very detrimental to the area.
That story was produced by Jackie Helbert of the Center for Public Integrity in Washington, D.C. To view trade war maps and job loss charts, visit gpbnews.org. And that's our show for today. But how worried are you about your own job? If you're worried at all, how secure do you feel? Call us at 404-500-9457 and give us your personal employment report. Or you can reach us on Twitter. It's at OST Talk. For today, that's On Second Thought from GPB News. I'm Celeste Headlee. Have a great day.